Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On, and we're going to dive right into the program today. It's Pastor Kevin here, and I have Martita with me. We're going to be talking about the fear of the Lord, but in order to do that, I think we should just open this with prayer, because we really want God's heart on this program today.
Yes.
Martita, would you lead us?
Lord Heavenly Father, I want to understand how to really honor you from my heart. Holy Spirit, give us a revelation of how to hold the Lord in his position the right way, to give him glory, to understand the greatness, his mightiness, his holiness, to really thank him for everything he's done. Give us the revelation, Lord.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. Yeah, we want to hear from heaven, Lord. We want to know how to fear you. It's not that we want to be afraid of you, Lord. We want to bring reverence into your holiness. We want to celebrate who you are as our creator, not as just some other God or some other thing, but Lord, we want to bring your superiority to the people that are listening today. We want them to feel the weight of how holy you are.
Yes,
we want them to know how powerful you are and how easily you can change their situations and circumstances if they will simply submit themselves into the fear of the Lord. And that is not that they should be afraid of you, but Lord, they should be aware of how powerful and awesome you really are.
Yes.
So we ask that you be with us and help us to show your true character to them through the program today, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
So I think...
Amen. Well, welcome to the program, Martita.
Hey, let's start full force. Oh my gosh.
So the fear of the Lord. I know.
So let's start. You know, I was going to do this later, but I'm going to jump right into it.
Okay.
There's a difference between the fear of the Lord versus terror of the Lord.
Yeah.
Okay. So when I was looking and asking the Lord, he took me to Jonah.
Oh, wow.
Jonah 1:9-16. So I'm going to start reading and then you're going to jump in.
Okay.
But let's start there because I want people to understand the difference between being terrified of the Lord and feeling like he's going to hit you over the head with a hammer.
It's the big view that most people have of God.
Yeah.
He's angry man in the sky with a stick.
Versus fear of the Lord because I'm in awe of who you are. So I'm going to go ahead. Jonah answered, I am a Hebrew and I fear the Lord or worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land. The sailors were terrified, which is the fear of the Lord that they had. They were terrified when they heard this, for he had already told them he was running away from the Lord. Oh, why have you done this to us? They groaned. And since the storm was getting worse all the time, they asked him, what should we do to stop the storm?
Throw me into the sea, Jonah said, and it will become calm again. I know that terrible storm is all my fault. Instead, the sailors rowed even harder to get the ship to land, but the stormy sea was too violent for them. They couldn't make it. Then they cried out to the Lord, Jonah's God. O Lord, they pleaded, don't make us die for this man's sin, and don't hold us responsible for his death. O Lord, you have sent this storm upon him for your own good reasons. Then the sailors picked Jonah up and threw him into the raging sea, and the storm stopped at once. The sailors fear the Lord, you know, who was awestruck by the Lord's great power, and they offered him a sacrifice and vowed to serve him in their lives.
This is so perfect because it shows in here that Jonah feared the Lord, but he feared him in a different way. He worshiped the Lord.
Yes.
He followed the Lord. He had a relationship with the Lord. And here it says the sailors prayed to Jonah's God. And they were afraid of Jonah's God because now Jonah's admitting this storm is here because of me, because I'm in disobedience. And that's why the storm is. So they were terrified. This is a God that can send a storm like this?
Sure.
They didn't know. They didn't have a relationship with him. So they were totally, they feared the Lord, but it was a terrified out of fear of what this Lord can do to kill us. Then they're afraid of him because they're thinking, if we kill God's man, then we're going to be in more trouble. But Jonah said, no, throw me overboard.
Right.
This is what you have to do. And when they did it afraid and they realized, and Jonah said the storm will stop. When the storm stopped, the fear of the Lord that they had from terror changed to, oh my goodness, this God has all this power. And they were amazed at him.
Sure.
Which opened the door for them to say.
Awestruck.
Yeah. So they decided to give sacrifice to this
God.
Yeah. They changed. Now it's real.
Sure.
God became real to them.
That's so good.
In a different way.
Yeah.
That now they're worshiping him.
Sure. You know, I was in India one time and, you know, they serve so many different gods and idols and different things. And they're just, they worship everything has a god there.
They have over 2,000 gods.
And I think
gods.
These guys were a lot like that because Paul went into some of these different cities and, you know, they even had a god that was called the unknown god. And Paul used that as a opportunity to share the gospel with them. But, you know, when I was in India, and everyone, we were down on the beach and there were thousands of people, Martita, on the beach, and they're throwing flowers into the water, and they're bending down, and they're praying, and they're, you know, they're paying homage and respect to the God of the ocean, because they're afraid that a tidal wave is going to come and wipe them out. So they're trying to appease the gods. They're trying out of fear, not out of respect, but out of fear. They're trying to get, you know, the gods not to be mad at them, not to thwart them, not to come after them in their lives. And could you imagine having 1,000 gods that you have to pay homage to constantly and continually all of your life, trying to get them not to be angry with you? And
it's
I think that's
no love. It's just fear.
Yeah, but it's the greatest example I think I could give of what that is not the fear of the Lord when we're, you know, we're talking about the fear of the Lord. We're really defining the words fear of the Lord today. So, and that is not the fear of the Lord.
No.
God is not looking for you to do something in honor of him other than just to give your life and your heart to him.
So let's look at the meaning of fear God. It means respect, reverence. Is it piety?
Yep.
Piety.
Yep.
To submit to God in humility and faith. To turn away from evil and honor God. Those are the meanings of it. And this is so important to the Lord that it is mentioned 186 times in the Bible.
Wow.
That talks a lot. In Proverbs alone, it's mentioned 20 times. And I want to start with Proverbs 1:7. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline.
Wow. So if you want to be wise, if you want to have understanding in your life, what you're saying is that the key to unlocking that in our lives is the fear of the Lord. But it's not being afraid of God. It's actually looking to God for the true knowledge and the true wisdom that he can present to show you how to do life right. Really, they're just saying, hey, if you'll respect God, he will show you how to do life right.
Turn from evil. Turn towards God. Honor him. Learn from him. Submit to him. And that is true knowledge.
So the fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge. But look at it, Psalms 111:10 says the fear of the Lord is the foundation of true wisdom.
Yes.
Okay, so we have true knowledge in Proverbs 1:7. Now we're going to learn how now God will give you true wisdom, you know. And when I hear the word wisdom and I look in the Bible, I always think of Solomon first. It says he was one of the wisest men that ever lived, you know, because he prayed and asked God for wisdom. And I believe that he had a fear of the Lord, and that's where his wisdom came from. It says in Psalms 111:10, "Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true wisdom. All who obey his commandments will grow in wisdom. Praise him forever."
Connected.
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 So, you know, not only can you walk in knowledge, you know, you can walk in wisdom. And then look back at Proverbs 1:7, it says, "But fools despise wisdom and discipline." You know, I think so many times we've given discipline a bad rap.
Yes.
It's like, oh, you're getting spanked, you're getting beaten, you're getting whipped. And we associate pain and punishment
with discipline.
With discipline, but that's not all that discipline is,
no,
Martita. We can actually walk in a life of discipline by being God's what? Disciple.
That's right.
That means God's disciplined ones. That means that not that we are being thwarted by God and beaten by him when we mess up, but that we are submitting our lives to God and saying, "God, I want to do what you want me to do in my life, and I'm submitting myself to the scriptures, and I'm submitting myself to your voice and your plan for my life."
And to be able to submit and be a disciple, you need to know the word, because that's where you dig the word out to see what he wants you to learn. What are his commandments? What everything about him is in the word.
Yeah.
It's like if I want to get buff or in shape, I have to discipline myself to eat right,
right
and go to the gym and rest enough. And I'm disciplined to follow this to conquer or to reach the goal that I'm looking
right
at. The word is the same way. The closer, if I want to really get to know the Lord, I need to discipline myself to really reach out in the word and study it, learn
right
it, understand it, ask for the revelation of the Lord to get a hold of it.
Yeah.
That's discipline.
So what I'm hearing you say then, and everybody that's out there that's listening, is that the fear of the Lord is actually a process of submitting yourself to the disciplines of becoming a student of the word,
yes,
and a follower of Christ,
yes,
in your life. That's the true fear of the Lord, saying, fear of the Lord says, I'm not afraid of your punishment, God. I'm afraid I'm going to miss out on being who I could be if I was to follow you completely in my life.
I agree. Man,
that
is
good?
Really good. That is good.
So the fear of the Lord is that it's fear that you're not going to fully become all that God has planned and called for you to be if you don't appropriate yourself to the discipline of God.
That brings me to Proverbs 10:27.
All right.
Fear of the Lord lengthens one's life.
Yes.
But the years of the wicked are cut short.
Sure.
The more we respect, honor, and follow the Lord, we will have long life to fulfill our
yeah
purpose.
You know, the first scripture that kind of pops in my head when you read that scripture was, "Children, obey your parents, and you'll live long in the earth." You know what I mean?
So God is our parent.
God is our parent, and he's given us authority in our lives, which are our parents on the earth. And, you know, not everybody's had the best parents. I understand those dynamics, but for the most part, you know, the average parent is trying to do what's best for their kids.
Yes.
And they've been through life, they've experienced things, and they've created disciplines in their lives. Hopefully, I know some of you are like, "That ain't my parents," and, you know, I get it. But the goal is that, you know, we would submit to the authority that God has placed in our lives.
Amen.
So, you know what? There's a lot of wisdom and fear of the Lord in submitting to natural authority. You know, I don't think we've taught on authority much on the program. We may need to do another segment on that later. But, you know, Proverbs 14:27 says, "The fear of the Lord is a life-giving fountain." Look at that. "And it offers escape from the snares of death."
Again, it goes with the other one.
It's yeah
lengthens your life because it gives you offers escape from the snares of death. You know, when we choose to do right, when we, you know, the commandments that the Lord gives us, the teachings that he gives us, it's for our good.
Sure.
It's not to make our life miserable. It's to have a fulfilled life.
Yes.
And it makes it better for us. If we follow that, our lives change.
Right.
And it's for the best.
That's so good.
It's for the best. So let's go to Proverbs 15:33. Fear of the Lord teaches wisdom. Humility precedes honor.
Yeah.
That's a strong one.
Sure.
Humility.
Well, if you humble yourself before God, He will honor you with wisdom and with, you know, life and a direction for your life. I love that. You know, it's so good because the fear of the Lord, it teaches wisdom. It doesn't give you wisdom. It teaches you wisdom. As you are like, all right, am I supposed to do this? Am I supposed to do that? Lord, help me. Yes or no? You're looking for green lights and red lights with the Lord in everything that you do in your life. That is submitting yourself to God. And then as you resist the devil will flee from you, and then you will find yourself walking with the Lord.
Amen.
And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And wisdom is, you know, what keeps us in true knowledge. And I mean, it's just, it's all intertwined and working together for our good. That's when the Bible says all things are working together for your good. To those who love Him and are called according to His purposes, to those who are walking in the fear of the Lord, you know, and walking and asking God for His purpose in their life. I love that stuff.
You know, I really want to honor the Lord.
Me too.
And He's my first choice. He is the one that I want to get the closest to.
Yeah.
And this is teaching me how to do that and do it in an honoring, respectful, magnifying His name from the heart.
Yeah.
We can talk about it, but we need to put our heart in it. Okay? I respect you, Kevin. I honor you. I think you're amazing. It took a relationship.
Right.
I had to get to know you.
Sure.
To know the real you, and then I can go, man, He's a great man of God. The same thing is with the Lord. The more I get to know Him and spend time with Him,
yeah,
the more in awe I am of Him.
Sure.
The more, He has done so much for me that if I concentrate in all those things and I have a grateful heart for everything He's done and is doing for me, then the little things won't matter.
Yeah.
Those annoying things won't matter to me. It's what is my focus in. As we were talking earlier today, I had a tough week. It was tough. But the moment I start talking about the Lord and getting to the Word and letting the Spirit flow, all that heaviness disappeared.
Right.
I didn't have to push it away. I didn't have to say, get away. I have to control this. I have to do this. The more I spent time with Him, that just rolls right out.
Sure.
And He makes it easy.
Yeah. You know, as we are calling ourselves Christians and we don't find the fear of the Lord in our lives where we can just... And I've done this. I'm not like pointing other fingers at everybody like, I'm the pastor. I got it all figured out. Yeah, you know, I always fear the Lord in my life. No, I choose not to fear the Lord and respect His views and opinions in my life sometimes. I'm just going to be transparent for a minute. And I will find myself in a situation, you know, and I'm like, whoa, how did I get here? I absolutely ignored the fear of the Lord in my life. I didn't reverence God. I didn't look at God as who He really is. See, God is holy. He's righteous. He's perfect and He's pure. And I never want to do this, but I do at times. I take for granted the righteousness that God has given me and that how He has made me holy, even though I'm not holy. Through the blood of Jesus Christ being applied to my life, I have been made the righteousness of God in Christ.
Yes.
But then I don't live like I'm the righteousness of God in Christ sometimes. And then I'm like, oh man, I didn't fear the Lord. Fear of the Lord is me recognizing who I am in Him.
Yes.
And then being who I am in Him.
So
and not allowing the world to take me out of who I really am, because we're kings and priests.
So what you're saying is we're walking in the flesh sometimes.
Right.
And when we walk in the flesh, it's easy to do that. because then we're walking, like this week, I saw myself walking in the flesh, and that's why it affected me so much. But if I was walking in the spirit, those things wouldn't have affected me because I would still be connected to the Lord. It's not that I was disconnected to the Lord. It was that I was walking, we're spirit, soul, and body.
Right.
And I was walking more in the
flesh
and not in the spirit. But if I kept my soul connected to the spirit, I wouldn't have been affected the way I was.
So good. So good. So check this out then. This is kind of a little revelation. So the fear of the Lord is actually us walking in the spirit.
Yes. Yes.
You like that?
Yes, I like that.
So, you know, that means we are choosing to allow our spirit to rule over our soul and our flesh.
And understand
that's
this.
The fear of the Lord, because if you don't have the fear of the Lord, you'll walk in the flesh and you won't think anything of it. There will be no conviction. There will be no...
That's right.
No,
but to do that, you have to have a relationship with Christ.
Yes.
So the first thing is accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Mm-hmm. Submit it to Him, because the moment you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, one, you're forgiven, and two, the Holy Spirit comes and resides in your spirit.
Yes.
So when we say we want you to let your spirit lead, it's because it's attached or one together with the Holy Spirit, and He's going to take you the right direction.
That's so good. That's so good. So, you know, how do we break it down? Let's make this common, all right? So if you're out there listening today and you're like, this whole fear of the Lord thing, I don't know what to do with it. Submit yourself to God.
Yes.
And allow Him to begin to direct your life.
Yes.
That's the fear of the Lord. Allow your spirit to come alive. Give your life to Jesus and then walk with Him every day of your life. And
honor
you
him.
Will
respect Him.
See incredible things begin to happen as you fear the Lord, as you walk with Him and you spiritually are led in your life. You will begin to experience the anointing.
Yes.
The power and the presence of God will come on your life when you walk in the fear of the Lord.
When you revere the Lord and treat Him as He should be treated, your life will change.
That's so good.
It opens heaven's doors.
It can't not change.
It opens heaven's doors.
Yes. So you guys out there that are listening today, we want to see the doors of heaven open in your life, and we want to see you begin to experience God unlike anything that you've ever experienced before in your life. So that all comes from Proverbs 22:4. True humility and fear of the Lord lead to riches, honor, and a long life. We're going to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. We got a couple of amazing sponsors here at Turn the Light On, and just listen to what they have going, and if you need them, use them, and we'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. Oh, I just know Jesus is my God. Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. Venue's located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. It's Kevin and Martita. We hope you've been enjoying the fear of the Lord today.
Yes.
That kind of sounds weird, but you know what? God is not a giant, angry guy with a stick in the sky waiting to beat you up when you mess up. As a matter of fact, he knew you were going to mess up, and he already appropriated grace into your life. And, you know, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We want you to be wise in your life. Martita, let's read one more proverb scripture on wisdom, and let's just kind of end the program on that one. I think it's powerful.
I'm going to read Proverbs 2, 1 through 5. My child, listen to what I say and treasure my commands. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Cry out for insight and ask for understanding. Search for them as you would for silver. Seek them like hidden treasures. Then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord, and you will gain knowledge of God.
That is so good. So, all right, if we want to gain knowledge of God, and that is the fear of the Lord, first thing it says is we need to treasure his commands.
Yes.
Okay? That means when God's telling you to do something in your life, you got to understand it's not because he's trying to ruin your fun.
No.
He's trying to lead you in the direction that you need to go in your life. The next one is you need to tune your ears to wisdom.
Okay, the wisdom comes from the Word of God, and you need to study it and learn it because it will bring joy, wisdom, and knowledge in your life to follow him.
Yes.
And that's a way to honor him. If you seek for him, you're honoring the Lord.
Yes.
Show the hunger and the passion that you want for him, and he will show you mighty and great things.
Yeah.
Look, in heaven, he has angels just saying, holy, holy, holy are you, God Almighty, who is and it was and
they
is
to
come. And it comes from their
he's
heart.
He's so powerful.
Yes, he is so mighty. Humble yourself in the presence of the Lord and worship him. Bring him honor to him, and you will be transformed.
That's amazing. So concentrate on understanding. Cry out for insight. Search for them and seek them like hidden treasure. You know what I mean? If you knew that somewhere on your property there was $1 million worth of gold buried, what would you do to dig it out? You'd dig every area up. You might even tear your house down in case it was under the slab.
That's right.
So you know what? If you want to truly know God, use the fear of the Lord and chase him in wisdom, just like that treasure. Seek him, concentrate on him, and he will reveal himself to you like never before. We'll see you guys next time on Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.